This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Police in Abington are looking for a guy who robbed a gas station at gunpoint on Sunday while sporting rollerblades. It happened at the Luke Oil Station on the corner of Old York and Moreland Roads. Authorities say the suspect entered the store armed with a handgun and a knife. He demanded cash from the register and threatened to shoot the cashier if the cashier didn't comply. Abington Township Deputy Police Chief Ed Quinn speaking with NBC 10.
The rollerblades definitely stand out, and his jacket was a two-toned white and tan coat, as well as a camouflage backpack.
Stay with KWD News Radio as we learn more.
Philadelphia police say a man who was shot and killed in North Philly was the victim of a love triangle gone bad.
It appears that the current boyfriend, who's 24 years of age, shot the former boyfriend, who's our 26-year-old victim. So we know who we are looking for.
That's Chief Inspector Scott Small. He says while they know who they're looking for, they don't know where he lives. The shooting happened on the sidewalk on 5th Street near Glenwood Ave around 1 in the morning. Small says there were several people inside a home who saw it happen. Police are still trying to figure out what led up to this, whether there was an argument or if the victim was ambushed. Investigators found three spent shell casings just feet from the victim's body.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.